This is Yellowhammer News. I'm Andrea Tice. Alabama Congressman Gary Palmer says that government overpayments must be addressed. Palmer says mistakes being made by the government is costing taxpayers a lot of money in the long run.
We're sending out over $140 billion a year in improper payments, and it goes up every year. And as I point out to people, when you're operating in a deficit and you're sending money to people who are not supposed to get it, and some of it's fraud, but most of it's just administrative error, data error, that sort of thing. Every dollar, that's a borrowed dollar that we're paying interest on.
Palmer says if government mistakes could be cut in half over the course of 10 years, the taxpayer could save $700 billion. Covington County has some good news. The South Alabama Regional Airport, located near Andalusia, will have a new occupant. Dyncor will be renting a hangar in order to repair TH-57 naval helicopters. The move will bring 45 jobs to the area. The contract between Dyncor and the Navy is for the next 2 years and is worth $152 million. Community activists in Alabama are urging the mayor of Alabama's largest city to ban conversion therapy for minors. Affirming Birmingham Coalition wants Birmingham Mayor Randall Woodfin to support a city ordinance that would prohibit mental health professionals from any type of therapy that tries to change the sexual orientation or gender identity of minors. The mayor has not confirmed how he stands on the issue, only that he met with the coalition last month. And on this day in 1902 in Alabama history, the son of an Alabama politician performed the first open-heart surgery in the Western Hemisphere. Dr. Luther Hill, son of U.S. Senator Lister Hill, was able to suture the knife wound in the heart of a young boy. The New York Medical Record published an account of that procedure. This news is brought to you by attorney Alexander Shannara, a man for the people. For more Alabama stories, go to yellowhammernews.com. I'm Andrea Tice.